Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
If you've listened to this, I've done this thousands of times, or probably not thousands of times, probably 100 times or so on this podcast, because I've only done 2,000, a bit over 2,000 podcasts. So I've done it thousands of times. But periodic table, I've triumphantly said to the sort of the neuropsychologists, so I've learnt the periodic table. And they said, that must have been really hard for you. And indeed it was. It was sort of, there's no getting out of it. And different times you forget sort of things. So in terms of neuro stuff, you try so hard on memory stuff to do it, and you put things down, you sort of forget where you put them. You're on a path from point A to point B, you put it down in the path, and you remember your path, but you can't remember where you put it down. Or some of the memory tests, you can do a lot well on some of them, drift off, and they generally find a sort of pattern recognition where you've just got no memory. So this is one of the times I've had to, while reading stuff, remember back and realise, oh gee, the memory's not there, I can't remember. It was Nicholas de Cusa I was trying to remember as I was reading through this section on Wikipedia for people, and then there's a few other memory stuff where I'm going across. I'm very much aware of structuring things and having some success but forgetting things. And I thought, oh, look, I'm not quite sure whether I can actually remember the periodic table again, because I haven't done it for a while. Or I brush up on it, and brushing up on it is really not it, looking at it before, just get through various things. So here it goes again. I'm going to see if I can actually get through it again. So, hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium. Yeah, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, nickel, cobalt, iron, nickel, cobalt, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium, bromine, krypton, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rhodium, palladium, silver, cadmium, indium, tin, antimony, arsenic. No, I've done arsenic before, on the one below. No. I'll start again. Doing the periodic table probably hundreds of times in the 2,000 or so podcasts I've done since I've been doing cognitive rehab, I sort of really struggled through it as of a something which is a memory task which had interest in it linked to other disciplines, so it's a good memory task to get through. But when I said to the cognitive, the psych people, they said, oh, that would have taken you heaps of effort. They sort of nailed exactly what I went through to do it, and so there was sort of no surprises in there. And then I had some various memory tests where I performed very well in some, was able to sort of get up on some, but then eventually they'd overwhelm me and I'd just not be able to remember various things. Sort of going back, just trying to root into your memory, and it's sort of hard. You sort of can identify something that you've forgotten and then get different paths into it, sort of like build a sort of bridges into this island which you can't get to, and then suddenly it'll come through a different area. Recently I was reading Rousseau and wanted to actually get through Nicholas de Cusa. Now what actually happens is that different skill levels go up and down and fluctuate, and eventually I can speak and hopefully be a bit more interesting in podcasting. So I'm just going to go through the periodic table and see if I can get it up and not get lost going through it. I've got to get the memory going across correctly. So let's start with it. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, copper, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, nickel, cobalt, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium, bromium, krypton, rubidium, strontium, zirconium. Wait, sorry, yttrium. Rubidium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rhodium, palladium, silver, cadmium, indium, tin, antimony, tellurium, iodine, xenon, cesium, barium, lanthanum, cerium, praseodymium, neodymium, promethium, samarium, europium, gallium, terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulmium, yttrium, yttrium, lutetium, hafnium, tantalum, titanium, rhenium, osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, thallium. So did I say thulmium back there? I'm not sure. Well, I don't know whether I said thulmium back in there. That be thallium, lead, bismuth, polonium, astatine, radon, francium, radium, actinium, thorium, protactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, Berkeley, californium, einstein, infirmium, mendelevium, nobelium, rutherfordium, lawrencium, rutherfordium, bodium, dubnium, borium, borium, astium, matrium, damstratium, rutgudium, copernicum, fluvium, nipponium, okay, fluvium, nipponium, moscovium, livermorium, tennesseum, and organesson. That's 118. There's a few there in my memory I've got back to front. So there's just, I can see where my memory is going a bit on them. So I can sort of remember them. So the areas that I have a bit of doubt about is the sort of the tail end of the rare earths, getting that list down, that where I go europium, gadolinium, terbium, dysprosium. Then it's that, is it holmium, erbium, thulmium, yttrium, yeah, I'll just go through, and then that little list just at the start of the very last P block, the end of the P block. It's interesting, I think, that we have Hund's rule, where you go down those angles, doesn't work for your coinage metals. Your coinage metals are sort of like reborn group 1 metals again. It's sort of interesting with the S orbital going through. So just coming across, so there you can go. So it's, I don't know what sort of memory that is. So I don't know what the effort, sort of as it's going into memory blocks, sort of going into deep memory, but then I have to hook back to that sort of short-term memory, that sort of, I have to remember the areas I have problems with, and I forget that, so I don't know whether I've actually really improved by learning all that, but it's been worthwhile. It's sort of like a big background to get through, and it means that I can sort of, then if I see something, ask a question. Like, I think it was the idea that that if copper, so what is it? If copper and silver didn't obey the Hund's rule, that would gold, and indeed gold doesn't. Gold has got a 1s electron, a 1s electron, so not 1s, it would be, but its s electron is unpaired rather, and it's got a full d shell. Okay, well, keep on going forward and continue working. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.